Welcome to tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and today's date is Friday, June 7th, 2013, and here's a look at some of our top stories.
Tonight, more Bilderberg coverage the globalists don't want you to see. And Rob Dew breaks down the NSA's PRISM data collection system. And finally, an exclusive interview with Fallen Skies actor Peter Shinkoda. All this and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, it's finally begun. The confab known as the Bilderberg meeting is finally kicked off, this time in London. Every year they move to a different location. And this year, Alex Jones decided to fly across the pond and join in the fun. A couple years ago, it was in Switzerland, and it was Aaron Dykes and Paul Joseph Watson in the mountains, the Swiss Alps, doing their thing, making videos, uploading them. I mean, just really taking the alternative media to the next level. Well, this time, it's Alex Jones. And, man, let me tell you, he gave him a Watford welcome, as that reads the headline in The Independent, written by Susie Monsieur, who you can tell by reading this in her tone, she's obviously a lover of bootlicking for the globalists. She writes, "Yet there was nothing secretive about the start of the four-day Ego Fest, which is being live-streamed into conspiracy theorists' living rooms all over the planet by hardcore of alternative media, epitomized by U.S. radio host Alex Jones, who had assembled and those that assembled in the hundreds in hopes of catching a glimpse of the attendees, ranging from their own Chancellor George Osborne, Shadow Chancellor Ed Balls, to the heads of Google, BP, Goldman Sachs, and Shell. Even the BBC, which some of the Bilderberg conspiracy theorists believe is a shorthand for Bilderberg Club, has been its such has been its lack of coverage in previous years, was out in force, as were most other mainstream media outlets led by the vociferous Jones, whose voice practically carried the half mile up the hill from the media tent to the hotel where the attendees were gathering. There is even talk a Bilderberger might break rank to disclose for the first time since the group started in 1954 some of the details of their discussion." So we see once again, yes, the mainstream media, we finally forced them to cover it, and yet they sugarcoat it. They continue to say there's nothing to see here. It's just a, you know, a little party for the elites, and why should we be concerned? And once again, as Alex Jones has pointed out, if this was 120 to 200 of the biggest movie stars or biggest rock stars or, you know, biggest World Wrestling Federation stars gathering together, there would be media all over the place. There would be media access everywhere. People would be getting their questions answered as, why are you guys here? What are you guys doing? Let us know. But with this, no, they build the Great Wall of Bilderberg. They close off the area to basically everybody. They've locked down the total Watford area into a police state. People are having to show their passports just to go home. Footpaths are even being closed down. All this for a meeting that doesn't exist, and if it does, there's really nothing going on. Even CNN finally got in on the expose. Jake Tapper put together a presentation at the end of his show yesterday, and of course, vilifying the people who have brought this out in the open, because they really don't want to cover this, because these are their master's meeting, and we don't want to draw attention to that. We're going to go to that clip right now.
Now, if you're thinking this is just another cabal of the people who secretly run the world, so does noted author, provocateur, and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones from InfoWars.
Magna Carta has been restricted for the scum globalists that are in there.
Jones is broadcasting live from the conference this week.
So once again, we see the mainstream media doing its job as being a gatekeeper for the real power structure in the world. And they're going to continue to do it. That is why we have to support the alternative media. That's right. PrisonPlanet.tv is where we have all the archives, the nightly news, the daily show, Alex's rants, all of our movies, everything there in one spot for our subscribers. And, you know, once you're a subscriber, you could take that video and, you know, pretty much do what you want with it. Put it out on your websites. Just get the information out. That's what we want to see, because that's how we're going to change things. It's not going to change by sitting on your duff and not doing anything. It's going to change by people waking other people up. That's how it happens. It is like a little pyramid. You know, you wake one person up, and then they wake two people up, and they wake four, you know, and that's how it builds. That's how it builds. Also, I want to let you know, if you're looking for a one repository for all of our Bilderberg news, you can go to infowars.com/B. We've got the live streams up there for Ustream. Justin TV. We've got the shows, the YouTube videos that Alex has been putting up, the special articles. All the latest from Bilderberg is right there at Infowars.com/B. Now, we just talked about how the mainstream media is basically throwing stones at us for making them actually get up and do their jobs and cover this event because they don't want to do it. They don't want to cover their masters. Well, one person who used to be in that camp and has now done a full 180 is Charlie Skelton. 4 years ago, he went to Greece for the Bilderberg meeting, and he was there. He met Jim Tucker. He was harassed by cops, and he, on his way there, he was making jokes about it, and he thought it was fun and games and not a big deal, and these crazy conspiracy theorists writing all about it. Well, after spending a few hours being detained on two different occasions by the police, well, he suddenly had a change of heart. And you can see that now. He's in his home element. Here's his latest article, Bilderberg 2013, Friendly Policeman, A Press Zone, and The One Show. Delegates still sped today behind blacked out windows, but the secretive conference is attracting unprecedented attention. And if you take a look at a picture right there, let's bring that up. Look at what they were hiding behind. All of these world elites are hiding behind this tabloid magazine of the Daily Mail. Child porn teacher is allowed back into the classroom. Wow, are they really just throwing it in our faces that they're into child porn? I don't know. But one thing is for certain, Charlie Skelton has had a change of heart. He's been a guest on our show many times during the Bilderberg since the one in Greece. Even I remember actually getting him on when I first started. It was when Bilderberg happened back in 09, and I got a hold of him, and we got him on the show because he wasn't laughing anymore. He wasn't making jokes. But here we go into his article. Four Bilderbergs ago, has it been that long, there were barely a dozen people outside the conference in Greece. The relationship with the press back then was simple. Arrest them, follow them, harass them, chase them out of town. But in Watford 2013, it is a very different sort of town. A town full of satellite trucks, Italian news crews, a Financial Times journalist. It's a town with a press zone with portable toilets, and hand gel. It's been also relatively civilized. The police have been strolling about smiling. Puppies have been rolling on the cut grass. So, as you can see, due to people like Alex Jones and other alternative news outlets for bringing attention to this, even Charlie Skelton, he has been a big part of bringing this out because by him publishing his articles in The Guardian, it was able to lend it an air of credibility, and therefore it cannot be denied as simply Alex Jones roaming around a Hilton hotel in Virginia rambling like a crazy man. That's what the New York Times once said about him. We continue. One mainstream journalist, as he wished to be known, described the press zone as a very well organized, surprisingly so, considering it was put on by volunteer journalists, liaisoning with the news media on Bilderberg's behalf. He was expecting a disorganized rabble with all dreadlocks and no substance. What he found was a mix of people, from dreadlocks to sharp suits, from Christians to hardened atheists. He could see 60 years of secrecy evaporating in front of his eyes. What was he expecting now? His advice for the Bilderberg was to take the bull by the horns and make it a proper conference. Start behaving like what it is. And that's all we're asking. If we're going to have the world's elites get together and violate, well, our own country's Logan Act and pick presidents and do all this, well, at least tell us that you're doing it. Stop hiding in secrecy. Stop hiding behind your brick walls and your concrete walls and your steel walls and your rings of security. Stop hiding behind that. What do you have to hide? You know, actually, I went out and bought a domain name today. What do they have to hide.com? Because I want to expose these people. And basically what I want to do is get, we'll get into this later, this whole NSA mess and how the president got up and said, well, Congress is monitoring it. It's okay. You know what? I want to see Congress's emails. I want to see their phone records. I want to know who they talk to over and over again. What do they have to hide? What do they have to hide? That's all I'm saying. And, you know, I think anybody who's had their phone records pulled or their internet searches tracked should be asking the same question. Moving on, this is a Paul Joseph Watson article. Alex Jones infiltrates the Grove Hotel by boat. That's right. He launched a naval audio barrage against the Bilderbergers today by floating on a barge into the grounds behind where the Grove Hotel is. You can find the article on Infowars.com and the videos on our Ustream site, all of which can be found at Infowars.com/B. I'll read you the end here. Soon after the barge began sailing towards the Grove, it was accompanied by a police boat along with several other officers from G4S Security. Police allowed the boat to complete half its journey, and it was not allowed to turn back and pass by the Grove for a second time, despite numerous tour boats having full access to the entire length of the canal. Once again, the press is being censored. And so we're going to go to that video now. It's quite entertaining. Builder Barge, as it's being called and touted from the InfoWars Command Center. And here is that video.
Keep moving and shouting.
I need that shot for 200 here. I'm just trying to ignore it.
Put it up on your turn.
We are moving, fella.
We're not moving fast enough.
Well, we've got a job to do. You might as well let us do it.
No. I'm telling you, I've been instructed. You've got to move.
All right.
What
speed do we have to travel at?
The waterway. I'm telling you, you're not allowed to stop. You must keep moving.
We're not stopping. We are moving.
Okay?
Yes.
You're not going to board us like pirates, are you? Help!
Just keep moving.
Right. Help Pieros address the globalists. Before they've got your entire thing, we might as well just do the job.
That way we won't have to keep on coming up and down.
Are you taking yourself real serious? Look at that guy. He enjoys tyranny. He enjoys thinking he's tough. Hey, half of you will have cancer within 6 years. You and your whole family, they're murdering you right now. You're too stupid to see what they're putting in your vaccines. You'll be laughing on chemo, bud. Remember when you're dying, Alex Jones told you who killed you. Remember. Those people in there are eugenicists on record. And all of you are too weak-minded to find out about it. You'll watch your children die before you become men. The globalists make me want to throw up every time I realize everything they're doing.
These boys.
Just try and stay on the boat. I'm not getting pressure with you, Father.
Your new world order is going down, you globalist scum!
So there's Alex attacking them with bullhorn, with barge, with protesters. Basically, anything he can get his hands on to let them know that they're scum and that they will not hide behind their veil of secrecy any longer. Moving on, one of the attendees will be former General David Petraeus, or former CIA director, I should say. They didn't strip him of his stars, but he is the former CIA director. He will be at Bilderberg to craft what he is calling Big Data Spy Grid. And this is from Paul Joseph Watson. Former CIA Director David Petraeus is in attendance at the 2013 Bilderberg Group Conference to help construct the Big Data Spy Grid, which is set to become the new frontier of clandestine statecraft as internet connectivity becomes ubiquitous. And you might remember yesterday we discussed a flashback article from 2012, and it's CIA Chief, we will spy on you through your dishwasher. And there's Petraeus right there, former CIA director, playing golf on the Wii. And he talked about basically they were going to have a whole system set up where they could, you know, using Kinect and the smart meters and basically all the different smart appliances in your house, they can send data over power lines. And they can use all this system to basically listen in on what you're doing, know where you're at in the house, know what appliances you're using, and eavesdrop on you. And that made him very excited because as the head spy, being able to plant bugs in people's houses without actually going to their houses and actually getting court orders and stuff, that makes somebody like that really happy. So David Petraeus is going to be there, of course, working on keeping us safe from the terrorists. Also, another person that's going to be attending, David Cameron, head of the UK, of the parliament there. David Cameron is to attend the Secret of Bilderberg Group at the Luxury Grove Hotel in Watford on Friday evening, in a move that is likely to raise questions about his pledge to lead Britain's most transparent government. That's right. Transparency means go to a secret meeting. That's what it means in 1984. Downing Street said it was acting in an open manner by publicizing the Prime Minister's attendance in advance. But we won't tell you what he said or who he spoke with or anything else. That is, of course, being transparent. And this brings us to the end of our Bilderberg section. But before we do that, we have a final video from John Bowne in his installment of Bilderberg Exposed, finalizing the evidence of the Bilderberg agenda. And here it is.
Welcome to Bilderberg Exposed, Evolution by Stealth.
Tonight we will examine the intent of the New World Order and its plan to control human destiny.
The leaked minutes from the 1966 Bilderberg Group show that as early as 47 years ago, the guiding opinion on the minds of the Bilderbergers was that nationalism is dangerous. A reorganization of NATO as a global police force and the trade relations between industrial and developing countries would be key to forming a centralized global government. The policies, whether the Bilderbergers want to admit they exist or not, have formulated the European Union, NAFTA, the World Trade Organization, strengthening of NATO, war powers to the United Nations, an emerging technocracy that destroys individual freedoms, and the groundwork to create a North American Union that places the United States under a total foreign banker government. Here are some quotes from the Bilderberg horse's mouth. The New World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. But in the end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. Richard Gardner, CFR member. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. David Rockefeller. Thank you for joining us all week with these brief, informative pieces spotlighting the basic framework of the New World Order strategy. Please share them with your friends and family. Also, please visit InfoWarsStore.com for more research on the New World Order agenda, where nothing is off limits. Your family's future, right down to your DNA, is currently on the table at the Grove Hotel in Watford, England, as the elitist Bilderberg agenda evolves by stealth. This is John Bound for the InfoWars Nightly News.
All right, thank you, John, for that report. And he really took that upon himself to make sure that we had one of those every day of the week, and I'm sure we can get him to do a wrap-up of the event next week, at least one or two, because it seems like after the event is where you really get the juicy intel of what went on, what was talked about, who met with who, and all the other gory details of, well, when the most powerful people get together and talk about nothing. We're going to go to break, but stay tuned. We're going to come back with another news segment, more on this police state stuff, this whole NSA thing that is just blowing out of the water. And, of course, even the president had some remarks on it. And after that, we're going to have an interview with Peter Shinkoda. We had one of our affiliates out in L.A., shoot this interview. We had Rob Jacobson put it together, and he is going to lay some very interesting stuff on you, especially concerning the Boston bombing and some things he witnessed himself. And that'll be after the next news segment, and stay tuned for that.
The important thing about the Pro One filter today is that the material we use for removing fluoride and other heavy metals now we'll remove the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid. There's no other fluoride reduction filter out there that will remove that type of fluoride. And it's extremely important because today we're hearing more and more cities are using that form of fluoride.
We've been having medication forced on us through the water system for quite a while. Most people don't realize it. Most people don't realize the negative effects of fluoride.
There's a wide range of health effects that are attributed to fluoride.
Bottom line, why should somebody get this new Pro One ProPure filter?
The reason to buy the Pro One, it's an all-in-one filter. It's convenient, easy to use. It doesn't require the add-on fluoride filter. And in addition, this filter removes the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid.
All I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus, the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now, you can become a micro-distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus, get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Due. And just a little programming YouTube note. Yesterday, we put up a video late last night. It was called Telecom Insider, Everyone is Wiretapped. And what was interesting is the first 3 minutes of the video had sound, and then suddenly the sound cuts off during what I consider a pretty bombshell interview from a guy who's calling himself James Knox, who's been in the industry for nearly 30 years. He was in the Army before that. He has some classified files that his file itself is classified. And he was talking about how all these systems work together and basically the kind of nuts and bolts hardware engineering behind it and how it all works. And my first question was, hey, you know, Alex Jones always says, you know, the NSA doesn't have to tap the phone companies because they are the NSA. That was my first question to him. And he said, you know, basically he's right. You know, they have different boards of directors and they have different company headquarters, but essentially the siphon is built into the system and they just grab whatever they want. Then they can go through and with a few keystrokes, find out anything they want about you, anything that has gone over power lines. And it was a 40-minute interview. So when I got into the office this morning, I wanted to go check on it and see what the comments were. And there were no audio. What the F? Why is there no audio here? And I'm looking at it, and I went and checked Prison Planet TV. The audio was fine there. And our guy, his name's Dave, who takes the Prison Planet files and puts them up on YouTube. He said, hey, I just took the file off, cut it into that section, and threw it up on YouTube, and the QuickTime file works fine. So something between from the time it was uploaded to his computer and by the time it landed on our Alex Jones page, the audio of that interview was taken off. Well, we re-uploaded it. It's up there now. It's called Telecom Insider, Everyone is Wiretapped. You need to get this out to everybody you know, especially the people who don't believe, even though the evidence is overwhelming at this point, that the government is spying on everyone. And now we're going to go into our second part of the news portion. But before we do that, I want to play an interview that Alex Jones had with a Huffington Post reporter where he was talking about this very same subject. And this was today up in Bilderberg in Watford, right outside of London, England. So we're going to go to that now, and then we're going to go through the rest of these articles.
Right now on today, on the day that this meeting's happened, we've had this story that the National Security Agency in your country in America has got access to all sorts of US data, tech company data. Some of the tech bosses are in there. What's your kind of response to that development? Do you trust data in your own country from these large tech companies?
For 18 years on air, I've exposed that all communications in the Western world, whether it's the EU, the UK, or the United States, run through hubs and are recorded. In the old days, it was just text, they say. This is all in Congress. The media just wouldn't touch it because we're free countries. We're not recording you. And now they come out and say, you know what? We've audio recorded everything you've said the last decade, so watch it. This is the establishment coming out saying, you bet we're listening. And you bet if you criticize us, the IRS is going to come and we're going to audit you. So sit down and shut up, peasants. That's what's happening. And I was called a conspiracy theorist on national U.S. TV. Alex Jones says the government's spying on you without warrants and recording your phone calls. When it was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996, $9 billion to fund the upgrade of huge computer hubs in all telecommunications to record everything. They have giant NSA bases down the street from my house in Austin, Texas. They have a huge one in San Antonio, 60 miles away. They have them in every state, giant compounds with black helicopters and men with guns and machine guns recording everything. And if you go and put a camera on it, they come out and arrest you. And then the media won't cover it because those bases don't exist. They're right next to a Walmart in San Antonio. Thousands of acres, giant compounds, helicopters, men with masks on. None of it exists. And then I'm going, it exists. They're like, crazy, crazy man. There's no NSA. There's no spying. There's no torture. There's no corruption. The government loves you. Everything's fine. Piers Morgan cares about you. I'm here to tell everybody something right now. I'm here to tell all the globalists and all the sellouts. The answer to your 1984 tyranny is 1776. We're on. 1776!
So we had the interview yesterday with the Telecom Insider basically validating everything Alex Jones has been saying, what he says now for 18 years, how the government has been secretly recording all of our information. They know everything about us. Anything that's been online, they know about it. And it's just quite a revelation now that this comes out on basically the heels of the Bilderberg meeting where the light's being cast on them. I could slowly see, I could see the tide starting to turn right now. And with that, Infowars.com is going to have an article up probably by the time you watch this. It has to do with a petition that we put on the WhiteHouse.gov, basically for the president to spare everybody the impeachment hearings. Just resign. You know, and we'll deal with Joe Biden, President Biden, after that. What I'd like to see is basically the phone and emails of every senator, every House of Representatives, their aides, the people they talk to, the president and his staff, because what do they have to hide? You know, what do they have to hide? You know, we don't have anything to hide, obviously, because they get to search through all our stuff. So what do they have to hide? Well, let's go through how they're finding out what we don't have to hide. It's called the PRISM system. And this is out of the Washington Post. NSA slides explain the PRISM data collection program. And here it is, the US-984XN overview. And it says top secret down there at the bottom. Wow, and there's the PRISM logo. Ah, after PRISM's used a split light, which can carry information on fiber optic cables. So loving. And go down to the next one. Here's the introduction. They got the little pentagram right there. How, showing you how all information travels through the U.S., essentially. So by using the U.S. as a conduit, we can basically suck all the information. A target's phone calls, email, chat will take place, take the cheapest path, not the physically most direct path. You can't always predict that path. Your target's communications could be easily flowing in and out of the U.S. Moving on, PRISM collection details. It shows current providers. Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Paltalk, YouTube, Skype, AOL, and Apple. And it shows all the different things they can get. What will receive in the collection? Surveillance and stored comms? It varies by provider. In general, this is all the stuff we get. Going to the next slide, it says, when PRISM data collection began for each provider. Wow, back in 07, Microsoft. Boy, they're, you know, they really cooperate with the government. Maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe it's so Bill Gates can head the, you know, the vaccine program and learn how to turn our DNA inside out. All for our safety, of course. And up here in 2012, Apple added in October of last year with AOL, Skype, YouTube, Paltalk, Facebook, Google, and Yahoo, somewhere there in the middle. Mike Adams came out with an article on this today, which we featured on Infowars.com. You can also find it on Natural News. Spy state shock. Gmail, Yahoo, Facebook, Skype, AOL, Apple, all sharing user communications with the NSA. And he makes a point of showing the Prism collection began for each provider slide. And he shows, he calls it a timeline of betrayal, which I like that. That just basically shows you, wow, you know, you got to trust Microsoft. They're there for you. And even Apple and everything in between. The only thing I don't see is Linux. I didn't see them in there. And he also points out this is a total bust for trust in cloud computing, something I do not trust at all. If you keep scrolling down there, you'll see that. Total bust for any remaining trust in cloud computing. Beyond all the astonishing implications of this discovery, which merit a full discussion separate from this article, the revelation is bound to shatter any remaining trust in so-called cloud computing. Anyone and everyone using Google applications that store files online or using online file backup and storage services must now assume the NSA is capturing and scanning all of their files. The Internet Police is operating in full force, and absolutely nothing is safe from its prying eyes, not even your photos and private files. And while many people were aware that services like Google and Yahoo were scanning their emails in order to show them related to advertising and other websites they surf, virtually no one believed that Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, and AOL were systematically turning over all their private emails to the government. And, of course, that's something Alex Jones has been saying for the last 18 years, but he's a crazy conspiracy theorist. Who would believe him? Now, in the wake of all this, we had the 9 leading Internet firms come out and basically say they know nothing. They didn't know their data was being used. They had no idea. They didn't know. They were just, you know, going along, not paying any taxes, doing their thing. Maybe that's why they're not paying taxes. Oh, because they're cooperating with the NSA. Maybe that's how the IRS doesn't turn their eye of Sauron on them and turns it over to Tea Party groups. Maybe it's because, well, they know nothing. They obviously don't know anything about this. Yeah, here it is from the Washington Post. U.S. data mining, 9 leading Internet firms, companies deny knowledge. Equally unusual is the way the NSA extracts what it wants, according to the document. Collection directly from the servers of the U.S. providers, and it lists them there. And, of course, they came out and said they know nothing. In fact, we have a clip from the press conference.
I see nothing. I know nothing. I did not even get up this morning.
There you go. They have no idea. They were just, you know, doing their jobs, providing services that people pay for, and giving all that information to the government. Yet they didn't know it. In fact, even President Obama got in on it today. He had a lot of comments today. I mean, in fact, he really wanted to come out and just set the record straight. And here it is.
It is wonderful to see all of you, and I want to thank everybody who's here. I think there's only one problem, and that is that my remarks are not sitting here. People, you know, things by Friday afternoon, things get a little challenged. I'm going to answer a question at the end of the remarks, but I want to make sure that we get the remarks out. People, oh goodness. Oh, somebody's tripping. I mean,
don't fire.
Folks are sweating back there right now.
Wow. In the midst of this heated scandal where the NSA is being accused of wiretapping every American using a computer or a telephone, the president has nothing to say unless his remarks are in front of him. The man has nothing to say. You know why? Because he's afraid if he says the wrong thing that somebody's going to call him on it later. So he has to make sure he has his script right there in front of him or his teleprompter, which he didn't have. And notice I didn't want to answer a question until he read his remarks. Because these remarks are the only thing that can be said about this current situation. Where you at out there? You coming in with... Oh, yeah, and the poor minion, the lackey running so hard trips. It reminds me of a bad episode of the Venture Brothers where the Mothman's lackeys are trying to help, but they're bumbling idiots. And that's what we have running our country, bumbling idiots who get caught and all this stuff, and all they want to do is deny, deny, deny. In fact, let's play it again from the press conference today with...
I see nothing. I know nothing. I did not even get up this morning.
And nobody knows nothing anywhere. Except they know if you're not with the government or not, because then you get the IRS visiting you. Okay, a couple more articles. Florida sheriff arrested after defending Second Amendment. And this is Liberty County Sheriff Nicholas Finch was booked in his own jail Tuesday with one count of official misconduct by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. They accuse him of covering up the arrest of Floyd Eugene Parrish, where he allegedly used some whiteout on some items. What's very interesting is at the end of this article, written by one of our new writers, Kit Daniels, Finch was released shortly after his arrest on his own recognizance. He was elected sheriff of the Florida Panhandle County of approximately 8,000 residents in November 2012, running under no party affiliation, which to me is probably key why you had a Republican governor sick his minions on this constitutional following sheriff, because he owes his allegiance to no one. He is out there in a tide of elephants and donkeys, yabbering back and forth about the Bill of Rights and Constitution when he's the only one following it. We're going to try to get the sheriff on. We're going to try to get to the bottom of this. We want to help out with his legal expenses. Alex Jones said that today, setting up a legal defense fund for him. So we are trying to contact you via Sheriff Mack at this point. And Sheriff Mack, if you get in touch with Sheriff Finch, we would definitely like to talk to him, get his story out to the people, because we need to protect those whistleblowers, those people that come out and that stand up in front of the bulldozers, the people that stand up in front of the tanks. We need to protect those people. And we have a short video report on this from Ja'Kari Jackson talking about this and how our own Austin police chief, how he fits in with this whole gun-grabbing mess. Here it is now.
I'm Ja'Kari Jackson with an InfoWars News Alert. Florida Sheriff Nick Finch has been suspended following outrage from the governor that the sheriff allegedly helped a man escape jail. The allegations claim the sheriff destroyed documents concerning a man arrested on a weapons charge. The sheriff contends that he was only respecting the man's Second Amendment rights. We've had many constitutional sheriffs on our programming, including Sheriff David Clark and also Sheriff Richard Mack.
Gun control in the United States of America is against the law.
And for some of these elected sheriffs that are saying we would not, who is part of what branch am I? Executive branch. Your job is to enforce the law as passed.
To say we don't have to keep our oaths, we just have to enforce whatever the federal government says. That's an absolute lie.
And for more on this topic, you can stop by the InfoWars shop and pick up Sheriff Mack's The Magic of Gun Control. I'm Ja'Kari Jackson, and this has been an InfoWars News Alert.
And finally, out of the St. Louis Business Journal, Monsanto faced third lawsuit regarding rogue wheat. In a suit, the Center for Biological Diversity's lawyers said they seek to represent all people and entities that grew soft white wheat since May 13th. The suit seeks a court ordering finding Monsanto negligent, compensation for the plaintiff's losses, and requiring Monsanto to decontaminate its wheat fields. You know, I think that's the wrong move. I think asking Monsanto to do anything is going to just make the problem worse. I mean, we should bow down to these people. We should take their GMO wheat and eat it, because it's really good for you. You know, you saw what it did to those rats. It gave them those loving cancer tumors, which, you know, London was reporting today that by 2020, half of people in England are going to have cancer. Has nothing to do with the GM wheat. Don't look at them, you know. Just because rats eat it, their corn, and get tumors, you know. Just because the GM wheat hasn't been approved in the United States yet, you can buy it in Kraft macaroni and cheese in England. Very weird world we're living in. This month's issue of the InfoWars magazine, still on sale. You can get it. It's our Bilderberg issue. It's got the double cover. There it is. There's the second one. You can see the Skeletor sculpture there, the transhumanist crawling out of the pool of water right in front of the hotel where the globalists are meeting. But, of course, nothing's going on. Pay no attention to them. We played the videos all week. We're going to be playing more over the weekend. To get all your coverage, go to Infowars.com/B or /Bilderberg. And that's where we will have all the information, all the latest videos, all the live streaming for this year's protest going on at the Grove Hotel in Watford, England. And with that, we're going to go to break, and we're going to be back with an interview from Peter Shinkoda, where he talks about how he watched on live TV the arrest of Jacar Sarnoff out of the boat in Watertown, Massachusetts, and then how he watched subsequent playbacks of that and how everything looked different from then on. He also lets loose on a few other revelations, specifically on predictive programming and how it's prevalent in the sci-fi works that he's seen and worked on. He is an actor in the movie Fallen Skies, and Anubis, he's also an iRobot and a couple other things. That is, that's the TV show Falling Skies. Thank you for correcting me, Marcos. That's Marcos back there on the controls. And so we're going to go to break, come back with that interview, and that will be the end of seeing me this week on the InfoWars Nightly News. We'll be next week, 7 p.m. Central. You can find all this and more at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we encourage you to become members at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can share your username and password with up to 10 other people, and it's only $5.95 a month, and we have a 15-day free trial. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Please sign up if you are watching this on YouTube, because we surely do appreciate your support. And that is all for tonight on June 7th, 2013. It's InfoWars, the nightly news, and I'm your host, Rob Dew.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. The very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants, fruits, vegetables, nuts, you name it. And the globalists have been going after gardening. They've been harassing people that have gardens in their front yards or their backyards. They've called for licenses for people to have gardens because you can't trust prisoners in the police state America to be able to grow their own food. That's why I've come to the realization that we need to become self-sufficient. You need to be informed. You need to have the Second Amendment to protect yourself. You need to be politically active to wake up others. You need to filter your water. But you also need to plant a garden. Even if you live in an apartment, you can do this. If you live in the countryside, obviously you can do it on a grand scale. There are so many green belts in areas that humans don't even visit, nearby cities and in suburbs, where people are now more and more planting their own little private gardens and meadows and off the side of the road. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a revolutionary act to unplug from the television, to unplug from the computer and all the globalist propaganda, and to go out in your backyard or your front yard or planters at your apartment or on the roof of the building where you live and to plant a garden.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com. The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest of times. The ARC All-in-One Seed Kit contains 70 varieties of 50,000 seeds of fruits, vegetables, medicinal, and culinary herbs. All ARC seeds are heirloom. Each type is labeled and sealed separately for ease of use and longevity. The Deluxe Emergency Seed Bank combines three of Emergency Seed Bank's top sellers: the Family Survival Emergency Seed Bank, the Medicinal Herb Seeds Pack, and the Culinary Herb Seeds Pack. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, and medicinal herbs and more. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
A little seed can grow a huge tree that produces fruit for up to 50 years. We have the best life bombs. That's what these are. We have the best weapons against death out there at the lowest prices, waiting for you to lovingly plant them and lovingly grow them and lovingly eat them and share them with others. We will strike back against the New World Order, and this is only one more initiative in our fight against them. So please join us at InfoWarsShop.com, or you can link through at InfoWars.com at the InfoWars Seed Center.
My name is Peter Shinkoda. I'm just a lowly, mere actor. I appeared on Falling Skies for two seasons. I'm continuing with my career, working on a few things that I can't really discuss. I've been in a lot of these sci-fi movies, right? So I have some knowledge. I get to read a lot of these great scripts by these, you know, great Hollywood writers that are based on great, you know, sci-fi writers like Philip Dick and Isaac Asimov, so I get, you know, I'm kind of familiar with that stuff. But as far as things like let's say, iRobot and sentient, you know, robot and intelligence, of course that's coming. It's coming. It's already here. Honda built whatever, Asimo, the robot that dances and break dances. It's all coming.
You think they're going to put an RFID chip in people soon?
Well, they already got the little contraception thing in the girl's arm. You know, it's just an extension of that. Something, a little microchip that either secretes, bleeds out like battery acid or some kind of hormone. That's happening all the time. It's so easy. Nanotechnology. You know, nanotechnology is it's just another. The medical community claims, yeah, it's for, you know, clinical purposes and stuff, but you can use it for all kinds of military purposes too. You know, I mean, everything kind of goes hand in hand. But as far as like the progress of technology, you know, it's a curse and it's a blessing. I think that a lot of the things that are alluded to, and you know, like the collapse of civilization, you know, especially in a lot of these apocalyptic movies, even things like, you know, 1984,
iRobot,
Handmaid's Tale, whatever, Logan's Run, the Island. There's a lot of movies that that comment on the future. I think a lot of these ones, especially the ones that I remarked on, or just brought up or cited, these are the more accurate than people think. The whole Judgment Day, the whole, Terminator, James Cameron's on the right path when he's talking about, you know, the Cyber 9 systems and Skynet. It's absolutely going that way. I think the first actual physical drone that we saw in a movie was in Terminator 3, when Nick Stahl and Claire Danes are running and this little drone comes up, starts following through the facility. That's what drones are. That one's just the Harrier version. It hovers, right? So that's exactly, you know, what James Cameron was touching upon when he wrote the original Terminator. The way the media rolls out information is, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. As far as I'm concerned, anything that you see on TV, whether it's a narrative TV show or movie or whether it's news, it's there's always elements, a level of propaganda in it. You can't believe it's a type of brainwashing. But as far as the Boston bombing is concerned, okay, that had a lot of that gripped the nation, the world for a good week, maybe 2 weeks, until the Jody Arias verdict came out and the three abducted girls that were freed. But it gripped the nation. A lot of it was sensational coverage. All of it was inconsistent. Okay, nothing corroborated each other. Everybody's trying to get the scoop on each other, all these different agencies. So you don't know really who's telling the truth. But I'll tell you one thing. I was watching in real time the night that they had they took down the two suspects, the two perps, right? And they shot the Tamerlan, they captured him. I was watching that in real time at 2 in the morning on CNN as the coverage was unfolding. So they had no time to edit the footage that they were getting. So they were literally broadcasting and streaming live footage from the firefight, pretty much in real time. I imagine maybe 5, maybe 10 minutes of a delay from the real events that were happening. I saw for myself, and I've seen the clips on CNN, live right now from, outside Boston, that town that they're in. They were escorting that naked man that looked to me exactly like Tamerlan into a squad car. And I said, wow, they arrested him. Well, they got him and the other one ran, the younger brother. The next day, when I woke up, and I had a couple beers, I was with my friend, to be honest. The next day I thought that, I asked him, I questioned him, because the news, he kept rolling out, and I said, were we mistaken? Weren't you beside me? Did we not witness this naked guy that looks exactly like Tamerlan being escorted into a car, stripped down? And we had remarked on it, going, wow, they took him because he might have been wearing explosive devices and whatnot, concealing weapons in his clothes. So we thought that was, the right procedure. But there was no evidence of that for the next 3 days. And I kept asking him, didn't we see him get arrested? But, you know, the news is saying that they subdued him. We're in the process of handcuffing him. But in the end, they said he perished. He died because they were handcuffing him, and then his younger brother had barreled down on him and then ran him over, and the cops jumped out of the way right in time. So why would they be handcuffing him? He's already shot. If they were trying to subdue him, they needed a bunch of guys, and the car was barreling down, and you all jumped clear except him. You think he'd be holding on to something, or one guy might have got clear? I mean, it's just too clear. And convenient story saying that he got run over. I never heard of like two escapees running, and then one of them runs over the other person, especially their older brother. It's just a very strange story, and from what I had seen and how the events unfolded, I have questions because of that massive discrepancy, and a lot of people had been remarking on it and scrutinizing what exactly happened during that takedown. And I know for a fact that they were broadcasting some a naked fellow, and they're putting him in the squad car, and eyewitness accounts have corroborated the fact that he was taken down and subdued and actually in constraints. He was handcuffed, but next day they were in the process of handcuffing him, and then he was run over. And then the whole autopsy thing, not releasing his body and whatnot, and we saw that he was shot multiple times. He had lacerations, if you had seen those images. So I'm thinking, how did this all happen? It just, there's a lot of questionable stuff. At least in the sense of its coverage. In no way am I alluding to government, kind of conspiracies. I'm just saying it's very confusing. I'm saying that nothing was consistent in its reporting. So to me, I'm just re-emphasizing the fact that nothing can be trusted. Just because it's some pixelated images in front of you with some sound doesn't mean it's fact. I think people should always be wary of that, what they're consuming, and what they hold is the truth or is fiction. Yeah, there was some strange things in a sense that this part that I walked into was very synonymous to things we may have seen in Eyes Wide Shut. So it was there was a party that I went to maybe in the mid-late 90s, and I walked into it not knowing much about it. It was in Sherman Oaks, actually, in one of these mansions facing the valley on the hill. And I walked in there. It was maybe a couple hours after midnight, and through some of my friends that I was with, somebody had privy to this one secret party, and I ended up going there with maybe a handful of friends, and just like, on the it's like you hear about these mythical Hollywood parties, it turned out to be one of those. It was a big party, and it was definitely sex-themed, and, there was couples around, and it was definitely a swinging party, and I went to one of those, and no matter how much you prepare yourself, no matter how much experience and knowledge you have, what goes on, when you see it viscerally in front of you in real time, kind of threw me. So I stayed there for maybe a couple hours with friends. I didn't really participate in anything other than just walking around being, the voyeur that I am. I'm such a creep. It turned out to be, an innocent swinger party. To me, I didn't see anything that was...
Were they wearing masks?
Yeah, there were some people wearing masks. Some people weren't.
Like Eyes Wide Shut?
Perhaps, yeah. Some people were wearing like masquerade feathered masks. But I don't think it was prerequisite for the party. And I certainly didn't see any kind of paganistic, ritualistic stuff that goes on in every sorority and fraternity during Hell Weekend, Frosh Weekend, whatever, Pledge Weekend. Across the United States, I think that people are very much in tune and interface, almost live on their computer monitor screens, and a lot of their interaction with the outside world, more so than ever, is through their computer. It's very deceiving, and I'd like to remind people that just that everything that you see on the computer, just remember that it's just a screen with some noise coming out, some register certain ideas. They're never necessarily true. As an actor, I'm involved in a lot of projects, and I portray these roles. But again, I'm working in a collaborative process of hundreds and hundreds of people. I'm certainly not making the decisions. So however you interpret these shows that I work in, it's not really the true representation of who I am or collectively who Asian guys are. So, having said that, you must be very conscientious that when you even watch the news that is supposedly true, you always have to be wary. Always keep in the back of your mind that all it is a bunch of ideas coming through this screen. It's not, from your experience, it's just words. Anything can be said. Be very conscientious about what you believe, because there's a lot of information coming at people these days. None of it's accurate. None of it is accurate. So whether it's a narrative TV show, in the form of entertainment, or whether it's a news gathering service, whatever's put in front of you, know that you can't just trust it. You have to scrutinize things and always stay true to your heart. And if you question things, know that there could be a more fact-based truth out there as opposed to whatever they're feeding you.